Hi, this is Lauren Thomas interviewing Mr. Willie Joel at my home at about 6 o'clock on Sunday, March 25th, 2018, about his experiences during and after Hurricane Harvey. Hello, Mr. Joel. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right today.
Thank you for lending me your time and allowing me to interview you. So, would you mind telling me how old you are?
Well, I'm 55.
Okay, so let's talk about before Hurricane Harvey made landfall. How did you find out about the hurricane, and how did you feel?
I was scared initially. I was at work, work at the warehouse down here, Lowe's. My supervisor came around. They told asking us did we prepare for the hurricane and this, that, and the third. I didn't know anything about it, to be honest with you. You know, I don't really too much look at the news. All I do is work. But anyway, they told us we could go in the break room, and the news was on, and it should be telling us about the hurricane and the things that's going on and the preparations that we need to make. So when I went in the break room, they said we were going to get like inches and inches of rain and water, and the gutter's going to get full, and you need to go get this and that, and then the third, and I was just scared, because it didn't seem like it was going to happen, but it ended up happening. Like I didn't expect it. You know, I just thought it was going to be rainwater. So that's really how I found out about it. Once they told us and I looked at the news in the break room, and then I got on my phone and seen the extra, and then the family start calling and asking about, hey, you're in the wrong area and this, that, and the third. So that's really about how I found out about it.
And what kind of preparations did you make for the storm?
Well, preparation-wise, when I left there, I went right to Lowe's because, you know, I get a discount at Lowe's for working there. So I went to the Lowe's store, and I went in there, and I knew that I was going to need water, probably batteries. What else did I get? Those little head flashlights. What else did I get, man? I can't remember what else I got. Just anything really that I could see that I could grab. I can't. It still bothers me to this day, about the hurricane, because a lot of people were displaced and hurt, and went through a lot of things. So I can't. I'm sorry, you know, if I can't really remember everything, but I know for a fact I went in there, got batteries, flashlights, and different things like that. And also I went to the grocery store. Had to wait in long lines because everybody was there. Everything was gone, and man, it was down to one case of water, and people fighting over this water. You gotta get milk that you usually don't drink, and just all kinds of stuff like that. So I was, you know, I went and got those things, my essentials, things that I felt like I could make it on, sandwich meat, you know, different stuff like that, barbecue meat, because I got a grill, so I went and got some coals and stuff like that, so I could barbecue. You know, that's what I did. That's what I thought was best.
And how long have you been living in your current home?
I've been in my current home about 15 years. I'm going to say about 15 years now.
Okay, so Hurricane Harvey hits. Can you describe what happened during the storm? Did you need to evacuate, or did you need emergency rescue?
Well, I was trying to wait it out. Because I figured that I would be okay. You know, they said that it was happening and it was going to get some rain, so I expected that. I expected the water to go up a little bit. It ended up going a lot higher than it did. So I ended up needing rescue. Luckily, a couple of my neighbors had floats, the boat floats, the inflatable boat floats, and they were riding down the street. It was crazy. So I went to the second floor of my home. I'm looking down the stairs and see the water coming up in the house. So I'm trying to stay on the second floor because I can't go downstairs. So I'm going out the window. I just happen to see them floating in the boat down the street. They're going and helping people in different houses, people that need help, people that they see on the roof and different things like that. So they ended up coming over there. I ended up jumping off. They had to pull me in the boat, got in the boat, floating on down to the street, because the highway street was a little bit down from our house. So we got to the highway. Once we got to the highway, there was initial help there. different groups and different people, police, all the other people were out helping. So,
can you describe some of the damages to your home?
Well, after it was over, the bottom floor of my home, the bottom half of my home was destroyed. I mean, from my oven to my microwave, my sink was destroyed. The cabinets were molded, missing doors. What else? The carpet was completely ruined. My things were washed away. I was missing my TV, my dresser, dishes and glasses and refrigerators was gone. All kinds of things. It was just melee. Everything was everywhere. Everything was gone.
Now, in the aftermath, did you have any help in the process of cleaning up the damages and your belongings?
Yes. We, my neighborhood, we're kind of close-knit, so we kind of pulled together. A couple of my relatives came over, my nephews, they came over, they helped, you know, try and piece together what we could piece together, find what we could find. And just, you know, we just worked together, worked through it, and, you know, they helped me out tremendously. I was so glad that they were there in my time of need. Everybody, my family, they just came through and they helped me out.
Now, how much time would you say that it took for you to recover from Hurricane Harvey?
I'm still not recovered. I'm not recovered. I mean, it's something drastic like that. It doesn't just go away like that. It sticks with you. I'm in a better place than I was from there, and I've seen people that experienced a lot worse than what I did, what I went through. You know, there's people that lost their lives and things like that. So it's not something that you could just get over like that. You know, it's going to take a little time.
And were there any immediate challenges that you faced in the aftermath, like financially, maybe emotionally?
I'm going to say emotionally. Most definitely emotionally and financially. I mean, I don't want to put too much of my business out there, but, you know, you got to figure out where you're going to stay. You got to figure out who you're going to lean on, who's going to be there to help you out, where you're going to be able to lay your head. Is the insurance going to cover this, or did you have flood insurance and this, that, and the third? If you didn't have that, you know, and I'm just speaking in general, you know, for different people, you know, me, luckily, you know, I had my things together. So I'm good and everything will be taken care of, you know, kind of financially wise. I'm going to get it all back. It's material. But emotionally, you know, we just need to be there for one another, especially for the people who need it, you know, for people like me, myself, and a couple of others who lost. Like just lost tremendous from things, from life to you know, just their homes and just being displaced, man. We just, you know, yeah, we need that help.
Now, I'm sure you saw the news coverage on some of the victims of Harvey. After reflecting on your story in our interview and looking back on what happened to you, how would you describe your experience? How do you feel now?
Well, I feel like people are pulling together now. People are finding the funds to help these people who couldn't help themselves. They're doing what they should do. You know, they're being a blessing to another person and being generous and helping them get through it. You know, get through this time and doing what they can do. So for those people that's in positions to help, government-wise, coming up with the funds, finding the money to send to these people and these celebrities that's helping, you know, bring money to this city. You know, we appreciate that. You know, I can speak on behalf because I was, you know, one of the ones who was affected. So on behalf of everybody else, you know, that was affected, I'm pretty sure that we all appreciate the help, you know, that we're getting after the storm. And just pulling together and building these, you know, homes back up and you know, just, it's greatly appreciated. That's all I can say. It's greatly appreciated.
Now, where did you stay after you left the rescue boat? Did you have any relatives that you could stay with while your home was inhabitable?
Well, I didn't have any form of communication to get with my family. So, if I'm not mistaken, I can't remember the name of the place, but it was like a church that was like doing like a shelter type thing. So I went to the shelter, stayed there till I could get a phone call, call my people, let them know where I was at. Took them a little while, but they came. They got through because I got a couple people got trucks, so they got through. Came, got me, took me to their house, and that's where I resided until everything got, you know, settled.
If another hurricane were to hit, would you do anything differently? If so, what?
Yeah, most definitely. If I knew about the hurricane beforehand, I probably wouldn't have been at work. That would have been the first thing. I wouldn't have been at work. But yeah, differently. I don't really think. I think it just depends on how like just whatever's going on at that moment. You know, so I feel like I responded the way that I should have. I went and tried to get the things that I could. So, you know, that would be the difference. I wouldn't be at work, so I would have been there a little bit earlier to get everything that I needed, make sure I had the essentials, the batteries, the non-perishables, and you know, just different things like that, just making sure I had everything that I was supposed to have, and just making sure I'm in a safe location. Really, yeah, that's another thing I would do. I would have made sure I was in a safer location, so I would have tried to make sure that wherever I was at wasn't, you know, didn't have the possibility of being flooded. Mm-hmm.
Did you or anyone you know volunteer to help other victims of Hurricane Harvey?
Yes, absolutely. My nephews, myself, my sisters, we all volunteered. We went together. We went and got some shirts, you know, put together with our names on it, and we went out and we volunteered. Like we went to the other churches that were doing shelters, and we fed the people, we clothed them, we just there for support. We talked, we hugged, we were just there in any form or fashion that we could be there to help them with. We were there, we helped, you know, just helped them get through that time, you know. And then also it helped me get through that time. It showed me that, you know, my one is worse, because I had people who had family members who passed, who didn't make it out, and I was fortunate enough to make it out, you know. So just giving back was ideal, and letting my nephews see it, you know, because they were in an area that didn't flood, so, you know, so they it didn't hit them like it hit the other people. You know, of course they were sad because, you know, it happened to me, but it didn't really hit them until they got there and we seen the people who needed the help and different, just stuff like that. So yeah, that's that. Yeah.
Do you have any words of encouragement for people like yourself who are still in the process of recovering?
Fight. Keep your head up and just keep moving forward, and know that it's just material. You know, it's going to come back around. It's going to come back to you tenfold because it got to. You know? Yeah, I mean, you had it before, so however you got it the first time, you're bound to get it again. And just be there. Be open. Share. Talk. You know? Go check on other people. You know? So just, you know, that's it. That's all.
Thank you, Mr. Joel, for telling your story. Is there anything else you'd like to share?
No. I don't think so. Oh, make sure you get flood insurance. That'll help out a lot. That'll help out a lot. But nah, that's it, sweetie.
All right, thank you.
Houston strong.